What if I told you could 100x your podcast growth with one click of a button? This is exactly what I did within the first 4 weeks of starting my podcast. I generated two separate 1 million view viral worthy clips on Instagram and TikTok using this tactic. And today I'm going to teach you the exact method you can use to create endless viral worthy clicks with just one click of a button to get you an audience super, super fast and create the podcast that you could only dream of right now. We will go through the software I use to get millions of viral social media views, how to use it to make viral clips yourself, and some tips I've learned to increase your chance of your podcast getting viral clips, even if you're just starting out. So if you watch this video, the one thing you'll learn is exactly how to create viral worthy clips from your podcast super fast with one click of a button. Let's get straight into it. So we've recorded our podcast episode, and how do we get viral worthy clips super fast with one click of a button? The one word I can teach you to do this is Descript. What is Descript FM? By the way, I'm not sponsored. This isn't an ad read. I genuinely use this to get millions of social media views. Descript is an AI editing software that I use every single episode in post-production that allows you to clip and enhance your audio and basically does 80% of the editing and repurposing for you. It has an AI clip section that literally you can just turn your podcast into viral worthy clips super fast, super effectively. But how do you actually do this? So on the right hand side of the editing suite, you'll see a repurpose section, and it says something like generate clips, and it will give you an option of how many clips that you want. So you can do 2 clips, you can do 10 clips, you can do 30 clips if you want to get a shit ton of clips. And then it will give you a topic section, which is optional. So if you want them to make clips on a specific topic that you spoke about in the show that you think is engaging, or you want it to get the most viral worthy clips and the most attention grabbing first 2 words, you just plug that in to the prompt, and then you just press generate clips. And after a minute or two, you'll have a list of clips the AI has scanned through and from your transcript and chosen for you. And you might be a bit skeptical and think, well, no, what ones are they trash? Ones are they bad? There won't be any good ones. I promise you, I have literally got 1 million views, 2 million views, 3 million views from one of these repurposed AI clips. And it's not like it's using AI to create clips. It's just using AI to find clips from your podcast that have the highest chance of going viral. It has a complete algorithm and a complete set of rules that will help you, that helps it decide what is the most engaging and what isn't. And why does this matter? Well, it saves you hours of trawling through your 2-hour podcast episode and deciding and overthinking of which clip will go viral and which clip won't. And it does all of that for you. And it also saves you money because you don't have to hire someone to do this for you if you don't want to do it yourself. And by generating clips for you, it will help your podcast reach a completely different audience and a completely new audience. Because if you're just posting on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, the full episodes, it's going to take ages for you to get an audience organically. But if you post everywhere on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube Shorts, multiple times a day, there's going to be a way larger number of people that are seeing your work because short form content gets more views. And out of that audience, a small percentage will check out the full episode on your show. So what you want to do is create clips as much and as fast as possible. And the best way to do that is Descript's AI repurposing tool, especially when you're starting out where you don't have a lot of time, you don't have a lot of money. This is just $25 a month to completely turn your transform your podcast into viral worthy clips, and also countless other features like studio sound. It also allows you to, it basically removes filler words like like, and removes word gaps, spaces between words where nothing's said for you, which again saves you hours in post-production and makes your podcast sound way cleaner, smoother, and high quality. Repurposed clips and short form content has an extremely short lifespan most of the time. So what you want to do is get as many different, a super large amount of clips, high volume approach, where you just generate as many clips from the podcast as possible. Obviously go through them, listen to them, see if they're engaging or not. And then just schedule those out, do 1, 2, 3 clips a day. And if you throw enough things at the wall, at least one of the clips will stick and it will go viral. So this is like a high volume approach. And obviously when you have way more of a pro show, you can have the money to hire a really good editor who will create, you know, B-roll for you and fast transitions and stuff. That's for a later date. When we're just starting our own podcast, we just want to clip farm and get as much out there as possible, because the more we get out there, the higher chance one of those videos will go viral, like it did for me. So it's a super easy, effective tactic and will allow you to get way more of an audience. From those viral videos, I think I generated 10% of my audience from those two clips alone. And I'm sure so many other clips have got new guests in and got subscribers onto my YouTube channel or listeners onto my Apple and Spotify. It's just an absolute no-brainer. I don't see why you wouldn't do this. You don't have to pay to post viral content or clips. It's literally just $25 a month to create them and then just schedule them out for the rest of the month. And the good thing about podcasting is, because we have so much content, because it's like a 45-minute, an hour and a half episode, there are so many potential clips that you can generate. It's not like you have to create a new one from scratch every day. You have an absolute gold mine of just repurposable clips from your show. So when Descript actually creates the clips for you, you'll have to do a little bit of editing. But again, like I said, it is completely almost AI automated, because say you choose a clip, it's really good, but it's a bit too long. There's a few stutters, there's a few filler words, there's too many gaps between sentences and words. Remember, short form content is not like podcasting. You need it to be super punchy, super attention grabbing, super quick, because literally these motherfuckers have an attention span of a goldfish on these platforms. So we need to like cater to that when we're creating these repurposed clips. So what you will do is you'll go into clarity section on Descript, which is again, just on the right-hand side panel, you'll see it. It's super simple. And then you will press high. So you have a low clarity, medium clarity, and high clarity. What does that actually mean? Basically, the higher the clarity setting you do, the more Descript will remove from the clip. So it will cut out all the fluff and only keep the essential elements of the clip. And that's important because it will increase retention and reduce the amount of waffle in the short form content. And like I said, because everyone has such a small attention span on these platforms, you need to get to the point super fast. You need it to be punchy, and the person needs to get something from the first split second of the clip. And speaking of split second, also you can do remove word gaps. And if there's a 1, 2, 3 or 0.5 second word gap, that's too long. People will scroll off if they're not getting the word straight away at a fast rate. So what I do is I press shorten word gaps, and then you'll have a option of how many, like what length word gaps you want to identify. So for me, I'll put 0.3 seconds in, and then that will give me, it will give me a list of parts of the clip that have a 0.3 second or more length word gap. And then it says remove, shorten to, and then I put 0.1 seconds. So it's super like quick. There's no spaces between the words. Well, there's obviously a little bit of space, otherwise it would sound unnatural, but you want it to be super, super quick, because it's short form content, it's quick. It needs to be straight to the point, otherwise you'll get no views and no new listeners on your show. And then after you've done the clarity, shorten the word gap, press remove filler words, because even if you do high clarity, sometimes Descript keeps in some likes and some kind ofs and some ums and ahs. And they have no use to your short form content. Just keep the essential words in there. So that's just a quick run through. If you want a step-by-step process where I literally show you my screen and hold your hand and show you through the exact process I use to repurpose and create viral podcast clips, that's in my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint, my private paid course and community. Top link in the description for that. Let's go on to the next section. So once you've once you've made the podcast clips, you've got about 10 to 20 from your 1 to 2 hour podcast episode, then it's time to schedule them. So what I would do is schedule 1 to 2 short form videos per day on all platforms, including YouTube Shorts, LinkedIn, X, IG, and Instagram. That's 5 different platforms. I'll show you the exact way to do that really quickly in a second. And what that allows you to have is, from one episode, 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 weeks worth of daily short form content that is just churning out whilst you go to sleep, whilst you go to the gym, whilst you eat your dinner, because it's all scheduled and it's just creating views and an audience, a new audience for you. Like, how easy is that? You just go onto the script, click one button, make a few tweaks using AI to help you, and then just schedule it. And you have these little samples of your show that can get millions of views and attract a whole new audience for your podcast, even when you're just starting out. It's an absolute goldmine. And not enough beginner podcasters do this. They do not repurpose their podcasts into short form content. If you're watching this clip on social media right now, this is an example of a repurposed clip from a longer video. And if you create one long video a week as a podcaster, you have 10, 20, 30 potential clips that you can repurpose and potentially go viral and attract a whole new audience through this simple method. It's an absolute game changer, an absolute game changer. It's so, so good. But you can also do it manually. But before I talk about the manual stuff, if you don't do this, your show won't grow. And why is that? It's because, like I said earlier, YouTube, posting the full episodes on YouTube alone will take a long time to grow. Putting it on Spotify and Apple alone, there's no shareable metrics. There's no short form content really on there. There's no way for it to grow through those platforms. They're just not catered for shareability and discoverability. They're getting better, like Spotify, for example, but it's just nowhere near the discoverability and shareability of YouTube, of Instagram, of TikTok. And the best way to get discovered, like I've already said in this video, is to post short form content, because it's super fast. It can get so many views in such a short period of time. And all you need to do is just schedule and generate these podcast clips from the script with one click of a button. So if you're not doing this tactic, do it now. Get the script. It's $25 a month to 10x, 100x your podcast growth. What would happen if your audience grows? You'll get AdSense off YouTube. You'll be able to get brand deals. You'll be able to set up a private community because you now have this audience who want more of your work and want to get to know you more. And you'll be able to start attracting brands because you're getting a large amount of downloads. If you don't post short form content, good luck growing your show. You're not going to be able to do it in as quick time as if you did post short form content. All your favorite podcasts will have a clips channel or post short form content. All of mine do, all of yours do. Why wouldn't you just copy them and be able to do it in half the time or 10 times less time by using the script? So another tactic I would use is actually going onto the script and doing it manually. It's actually very simple to do. And if you want to do this, I recommend doing this as well as the AI clips. All you have to do is highlight the transcript of the section that you think will be really interesting, like 10 to 90 seconds long of the transcript. And then you'll just right click and do add a new composition. Like I said, in my video course, I show you the exact steps on my screen, so you can just follow along and copy that. Top link in the description. But what this does is it gives you a, maybe some clips that AI did miss out. And often the best way to do this manually is to just make the hook a question you ask the guest, because a lot of the time AI will just miss out the question but include the super engaging answer. So my viral clip that went interstellar on TikTok and Instagram, the hook was me asking a question and the guest answering that question. AI did create that, but obviously it's going to miss a few bits, especially if you only ask for like 10 clips. It won't give you a lot of these kind of question hook styled short form content. But you can do this manually by just highlighting it, pressing new composition, going through the steps of clarity, improving clarity, removing the filler words, removing and shortening the word gaps by just pressing the AI buttons that does that for you. And then you'll have manually, semi-manually created short form content that you can schedule in with the AI generated content or AI chosen content that will increase your chances of going viral. Because the more things you throw at the wall, the higher chance something's going to stick. So if you choose some clips yourself and help use AI to help you choose some as well, that's a double-edged sword. You're going to have more content to share and a more audience to gain at a faster rate. It's slightly more time consuming doing it manually, but it gives you more content and therefore a higher chance of going viral. And it doesn't take that long. It's like 10 minutes maybe, just like choosing a few clips, maybe even 20. But it saves you hours of having to do it manually on something like Premiere Pro or paying hundreds of pounds for someone to do it for you. So for some tips on how to go viral, I've got a controversial take on this. I mean, I think using AI to help you choose clips is probably a controversial take as well. But if you ask guests some questions that are a bit provocative, or the audience may find provocative, that will get you viral clips. I wouldn't recommend doing this all the time. If you genuinely have a question that is controversial but you want to know the answer to, then ask the guest that. But it's something called rage bait, and a lot of podcasts do this, where they purposely ask the guest a provocative question, and that often riles up the audience and people end up commenting. And even if they disagree with you, they end up commenting, which drives engagement onto your show. But I wouldn't do that much. I'd maybe do it sometimes if you genuinely want to know the answer to a potential, controversial question. But controversy does increase engagement, because some people will agree with the controversial take. A lot of people won't agree. And then they'll battle it out in the comments and they'll watch the whole video because they're just like they're emotionally hooked to it, because they either totally agree or totally disagree. So they want to know the answer and they want to say their piece in the comments. And they don't realize that by doing that and listening to the controversial take and getting emotional about it, they're giving you free engagement and the algorithm will just push it to more people. So be careful with this. Be ethical with this. Don't just make your show like a controversial talk show. But if there's something you genuinely think is controversial and you want to know the answer to, or you want to know the guest opinion, then ask them the question and then repurpose it into a short form video, because it's going to get views. And it's a great tactic to grow your audience, because amongst that, controversial, amongst the viewers that watch the video that like hate on it because it's controversial, you'll get some loyal audience who check out the rest of your show and become fans in the process. And then another tactic for creating viral worthy content and clips from your podcast, like I said earlier, which is through the manual method, is using a question as a hook. Obviously, we love to ask questions, but we also love listening to someone ask a question and then hearing someone answer it. It just creates that curiosity gap. So if the first few seconds of your viral content is a question from your show, which is most of what the show is about, is you asking questions and the guests answering it. So you have a complete list of questions to turn into clips, which is, again, another reason why you could do this. By having that, it creates a curiosity gap between the short form video viewer and yeah, it creates a curiosity gap, which means they're going to want to know the answer. They're anticipating the answer. They might even think of the answer in their head. So they're hoping the guest confirms that by answering the same thing that they would answer, or they have no idea and they want to know the answer. They want to learn. They want to be enlightened. So by having the question as the hook of the video, the first few seconds, what that will do is increase the retention because people will want to know the answer. They will want to know the guest's answer. It's super effective. It's the exact tactic I use to get 1 million views on TikTok and Instagram from one video alone. The hook was me asking a question and it just drives up engagement. So I would make sure to have that in your short form content strategy. And a lot of the time, the Descript AI won't create those question first or question hook viral, potentially viral clips for you. So you will have to do that manually, which again, like I said earlier, only takes a couple of minutes to do. And then another way for your clips to go viral is confirmation bias. So what is that? It's something you or the guests say in the podcast that that confirms the viewer's existing belief or one of their existing habits. So as an example, if you or the guest said, drinking is good for your health, everybody should drink, drinking alcohol is great, then a lot of the people that drink alcohol or alcoholics or just love to have a drink and a party, that will confirm their belief and make them feel good about themselves, which will make them like the post. It'll make them comment like, yeah, I agree with this, or make them share the post. This is why Twitter is dangerous and social media is dangerous, is because, especially politically, you will have a high chance of liking a post that confirms what you believe already. And then the algorithm will just continue to push those posts that confirm your pre-existing belief to you and not show you the stuff that goes against your existing beliefs. So that ends up creating an echo chamber where you only see things that you believe in. But if your podcast naturally does this and naturally confirms beliefs that people hold and they're not dangerous beliefs, then clipping those and putting those onto social media will help you generate a loyal audience who are interested in the stuff you're talking about and are like-minded as you, and that will help you get some loyal fans. This is one of the most effective ways of getting a true fan, loyal audience to your show. And we want that because we don't want people that hate on us by doing the controversial tactic too much or the rage bait tactic. We want people that are genuinely interested in us and have similar values and similar topics that they believe in and they like. So by making sure to post viral content, short form content that confirms people's beliefs that you also hold yourself, then that's a win-win for you and the guest, for you and the audience, because you're going to be talking about things that you love. They're going to be listening to things that they love. So that's a really, really effective way to get a loyal fan base through short form content. And then the last tactic that you can use in your clips from your podcast is finding sections of your podcast that are likely to create a cognitive dissonance in the audience and then clipping that and turning it into short form content. So what is cognitive dissonance? Cognitive dissonance is when we have a pre-existing belief in our mind and then we read, listen, or watch something that contradicts that pre-existing belief in our brain. What this does is it creates this discomfort. And you'd think, if it creates discomfort, they'll swipe away. They won't engage with it. But you'd be wrong in saying that. If something contradicts our pre-existing beliefs, we get emotional. Our amygdala, our monkey brain, our lizard brain gets riled up. It gets angry, and we then want to react to it either by commenting or by reading the comments or watching the full video to understand it more. Because you have one half of people who experience this cognitive dissonance and start hating in the comments, which may seem like a bad thing, but it drives up engagement. And you'll have a group of people also in the comments who are defending that take. So there'll be a nice balance, which will drive engagement and be pushed more by the algorithm. And then you'll have another group of people who have the same emotional reaction initially, but then they watch the rest of the video because they're curious to know more. which increases the retention and therefore increases the amount of people who will see it, because the algorithm will push high retention videos, and they may change their mind and start following your show as a consequence of that. So try and find some clips and some sections of your podcast that are potentially controversial, confirm people's existing beliefs, and create cognitive dissonance. So it might be actually a controversial take as well that does that. And also clip some sections that start with you asking a question and then lead to the guest answering it. That will give you enough content to schedule for the rest of the month and potentially get millions and millions of views. And it's the exact way my most viral clip ended up becoming viral, because what the topic was a question hook of me asking, what's one surprising fact about alcohol that most people don't know? And I asked that to an alcohol historian. That's already a super engaging question, and it creates a curiosity gap because people want to know, okay, I don't know this, but it may be interesting to know it. What's a surprising fact? Let me hear it. Okay, I'm going to watch the rest of this video. And then the guest said along the lines of, oh, because alcohol gets fermented, it can actually increase the nutritional value and therefore it may have a health benefit for you. That's controversial. That will create cognitive dissonance in the non-alcoholic drinkers' minds, but it will also confirm the alcohol drinkers' pre-existing belief of, okay, I like drinking. Let me find something that confirms that drinking isn't bad for me, because that'll make me feel better about myself, and I'll share it with my alcohol drinking buddies. And then what ends up happening is it creates a war in the comments where there's one side who are loving it and it's creating confirmation bias, like, yeah, nah, I can't wait to drink. Yeah, drinking's great. And then it creates another side of cognitive dissonance people who completely disagree with that take and give reasons why that's not true. What this does is it drives engagement and gets blown up and sent to a lot more people, to the algorithm. The algorithm will just push it to more people because it gets more engagement, it gets more shares, it gets a higher retention, it gets more comments, and it gets more views as a consequence. And I think 10% of my audience has found me from that clip. And just to be frank, I actually didn't agree with what the guest said, but I clipped it anyway because I wanted to see what would happen. And, you know, nothing bad came from it. I got more followers, the show grew, and people battled it out in the comments. So yeah, there are some tactics that you can use to create viral worthy clips from your podcast. It's super effective, super easy, and it will give you so much content to post every single day that can completely just 10x, 100x your show in no time. If you want the exact step-by-step process and some AI templates to ask AI that will help you find even more viral worthy clips, and you want to understand what questions are likely to go viral and how to start a podcast with no experience and turn it into a pro podcast within 4 weeks where you get your dream guests and you get millions of views, then my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint is exactly for you. You'll also get live weekly calls with me where I give you personalized feedback on how you can improve and grow your show. And you also will get a community of like-minded, ambitious podcasters who you can befriend and grow together with. So top link in the description for that. And the first 25 people that join this new pro podcast community and course will get it half price. Once 25 people have got it, then the price will double. And it has my email templates and you have personalized access to me. I should be charging 10 times, 100 times more than I am. And if you're watching this right now, you might be able to get it at a super, super reduced price. So first thing in the description for that, go check it out. If you actually want to become a pro podcaster and take podcasting seriously, even from your bedroom, I'll see you in the next video. Goodbye.